On a mild summer day in Buffalo, New York, a simple conversation turned a risk-averse 21-year-old woman into a bullish investor. The year was 2010. America was just starting to pull out of one of the worst recessions since the Great Depression, but honestly, I couldn't have told you much about it. I was heading into my senior year and living in the spectacularly insular bubble that college so often tends to create. There were rumblings about it being tough out there for employment prospects, but as a journalism theater double major, I already had fairly low expectations. No one spoke of the housing crisis. People's parents were certainly being laid off, and yet that never trickled into dinners in the dining hall or late nights chatting in the dorms. I was in the car with my dad. He drove while I sat shotgun. We were making small talk about the internship I'd worked that summer, which I'd accepted despite it initially being unpaid. To subsidize the cost of working for $0, I saved up my resident assistant money and I stocked up on pasta and Costco-sized jars of peanut butter in preparation for scraping by. But a series of fortunate events transpired. Namely, the New York Times published a piece questioning the legality of unpaid internships, and the company where I was interning announced on my first day that interns would now be getting paid $9 an hour for our 40-hour work weeks. 8 weeks later, I had much of my initial savings left, plus the money from the internship itself. I'd started watching the Clark Howard Show during lunch and breaks. Even though I'd been money-motivated from a young age and an avid saver, I'd never read about or researched how to build wealth. I figured I would just keep being a diligent saver, putting my money into a savings account, and keep working hard until I made a six-figure salary, and somehow the combination of those two things would mean I'd one day be wealthy. Clark Howard mentioned in one of his episodes that it's smart for college-age kids earning taxable income to open up something called a Roth IRA. That fact bubbled up in my brain as I told my dad how much money I'd managed to accumulate since I didn't have to raid all my savings to survive during the summer. A money show I watched mentioned it's a good idea for college students to open a Roth IRA. Should I do that? I asked. Sure, it's never a bad idea to start investing early, he told me. Wait, that's investing? I asked. I thought it was a way to save for retirement or something. It's a way to save for retirement, but it's also investing, he explained. Oh, I'm not sure I'm ready to invest yet, I responded. Then he told me a story about investing that still guides how I behave as an investor. Before I share his story with you, it's important that you know that I'm generally a risk-averse person. I never went through a serious rebellious phase and rarely broke a rule at home or school. You couldn't even get me on a roller coaster until well into my teenage years. My brain, to this day, likes to quickly compute the consequences and figure out how to mitigate any fallout before I take a risk. Given this information, logic dictated that I'd be a cautious investor, and I probably would have been if not for the following story from my father. Here's what you need to understand about the stock market, Aaron. It's cyclical. It goes up and it goes down, but you need to hang on when it goes down and wait for when it goes back up. In 2008, the stock market went through a big crash and remained volatile for a while. When that happened, some people panicked and tried to pull out their money by selling their investments. On paper, your mom and I lost a lot of money during the months the market was down. I say on paper because we didn't sell those investments. We held on to them. Instead of panicking, we actually put more money in the market. When it's down, that's usually a good time to buy because the stocks are essentially on sale. Then you just wait for things to turn around. Today, we not only have back what we lost on paper when the market went down, but we have even more because we were able to buy more at a lower price.